Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell. Saying hello to some of our loyal listeners, some of our friends here at Buffalo's Cafe incoming right here off of Buford Highway. Pretty interesting, man, to see Braves country and Braves fans reacting to our conversation, Mike. And for those who missed it earlier, and we'll talk more about this with Grant coming up, but, you know, Mike said, look, if you're going to do something bold, that is letting your manager go. And some people, Mike, as we knew they would, took offense to that, saying, it's too soon, it's too soon.
All right.
If that's the case, that's fine. But what you're telling us is, if we don't get this ship righted, that we're going to play ourselves out of contention potentially for the playoffs, and then you're going to want to do it, and then it's going to be too late.
And I said to Carl, Carl gets mad when I cancel my own argument on the radio, because it's not good radio when I say, they'll never fire Snicker. I'd fire Snicker. They'll never do it. That's not good radio. You're supposed to just go and rant and rave like, you know, mad dog. I would make the move. The only thing is, if you do that, they're just going to give one of these guys that's here on the bench the job, and they'll inherit it next year, and nothing changes.
For this season.
Yes. So, and I think moving forward, I don't think much changes. So I would think, and I'd love to see, and this is the ultimate goal for me as a Braves fan, I'd love to see them for once get outside of the organization. You know, Bobby Cox begets a coach who just came back. You know what I mean? It's like Freddy Gonzalez, Freddy and Snicker. We never, ever go outside the organization. You know, for instance, a guy hit me up earlier when I was talking about this on the text line. He goes, well, who would you hire? I go, well, it's not that hard. You find one of the teams which is really doing it at a high level, like whoever Bruce Bochy's got working with him under the age of 70, I'd be interested in him. You know who I'd like, and I know this will tick some people off, that Schilt character from the Padres.
Yeah.
I know he's a jerk, but you know what? He's getting results.
He might move the needle.
You know, I think the balance, I don't want to go full analytics like the Rays have done, but I think the balance, I think Snicker's always done a good balance of his gut and analytics. All I'm saying, guys, is if you get to a point where, to Carl's point, if the season is lost and they can't pull off some kind of magic trick at the trade deadline, you let Snicker play out the string. But let's make a bold move in the offseason, starting as soon as the season's over.
Yeah, and if you're going, guys, it's not that bad. Actually, it is.
You're 10 games out, and nobody – guys, the best two hitters are Drake Baldwin, who can't get on the field every day because you're still locked into this stupid nonsense about the defensive prowess of Sean Murphy, who, by the way, didn't Drake Baldwin throw out two guys last night?
He did. He had an excellent defensive night last night. Yeah, look, you know, the Rockies are worse than we are, win-wise, win column. The Pirates are worse than we are, win column. The Marlins are worse than we are in the National League. And then there's us.
Right.
We have 27 wins. Marlins with 23. The Pirates with 22. And then you've got the D-backs, or not the D-backs, but the Rockies with 12. This is when you say it's not that bad yet. actually, this is where we're at right now, and we can't run from it. Hopefully they get a dub tonight. More on that coming up with Grant McCauley. Mike, let's shift gears and talk about our quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback.
Yeah.
Michael Penix.
By the way, there's about 15 Michael Penix do-rag variations on Twitter these days. Have you seen that?
Yeah, man.
Like Michael Penix do-rag 201.
I can't wait to display. When Mike goes off this season, I will be posting my do-rag celebration on Sundays.
I want to see you wear a do-rag with a cigarette like the LeBron meme.
That's how I grew up. What y'all chumps talking about?
I want to see Carl with a cool... Now, should I do it like Kip on Napoleon Dynamite? Yeah. Me and LaFonda are going to get some prime rib.
But yeah, man, I can't wait to display my my Michael Penix celebration on social media for you guys this upcoming season. But no, listen, as far as Penix is concerned, we're all excited. There's no reason not to be. But there was an article in the New York Times, actually The Athletic, by our buddy Josh Kendall, who was talking about, you know, his confidence as a leader and, more importantly, the vocal side of this. So let's just examine this for a second. We're not telling you Michael Penix is afraid to get after guys, right? You run the wrong route because the best quarterbacks, right, and when you talk to guys that play with Brady, they will tell you his practice habits were such that if you ran the wrong route in practice,
called you out.
And you might not get the ball in the game.
Tremendous accountability, and you're right. Crime and punishment for your practice ability.
So I'm not telling you that Michael Penix is not going to do those things, but I also think, Mike, he's never going to be a rah-rah guy where, you know, he's the guy that's the – you got cheerleaders on your team, and what I mean, I'll use this example. Jameis Winston. I don't expect, okay, for him to be that kind of rah-rah guy. And Jameis, there's a silliness to him. So maybe even that's the wrong answer or the way that I'm, you know, comparing him, because I don't think that Michael has that kind of silliness in him when it comes to playing football. But my point is he's going to be a leader, and I think he's going to be a sufficient kind of leader to lead this team. I don't want people's expectations to be Michael Penix needs to be yelling at guys and cussing guys out. Everybody leads differently. And, Mike, we said this with Matt Ryan. Like, for years, how many times did we talk about Matt and what we thought he should be doing, and then comes to find out he's doing all that stuff?
Remember that when the one time the microphone, the parabolic mic, picks up Matt going, get blanking set. You'd have thought they just saw Santa Claus drop an F-bomb or something. It was like, oh, my God, yes. You don't get to be a starting NFL quarterback for a decade and a half without having a killer instinct, okay? I mean, we can debate what you think Matt or Matt wasn't, but he was a leader on this team. I just think to the part of Josh Kendall's article, which some people maybe read too much into, not saying that Josh got it wrong, is that last year was Kirk Cousins was a starter.
That's right.
And then Penix gets forced into this awkward situation while everyone's waiting for the other shoe to drop with Kirk Cousins, and then eventually they finally go to him. And by the time, obviously, as we know, it was too little too late, but he does get the win against the Giants, should have had a win against the Commanders, should have gone 3-0. Because the defense let him down against Carolina. But I think the confidence to make the throws, the confidence, as we said, one of our moments which we point to is kind of aha, where he goes right back to Drake London on that pass where it was broken up and Drake was talking ish with the defensive back. So, yeah, he can't come in and say, hey, it's my ship now, because Kirk Cousins had just kind of lost the job due to injury. Now it is his ship, and now he is expected to be, I am the captain.
I'm the captain.
And
now.
He was a captain in college. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I just feel like we need to be careful with that part of this and whether or not he's speaking up as much as maybe he should. Most of these practices –
I think he gets it.
Most of these practices are closed. So most times, guys, you don't get a chance to see the interaction with the players on that level. Game days are different, obviously, but that's the part where you go, is he doing enough to be a vocal leader on this team? And I think time's going to tell. This is technically, again, his rookie season. Yes, he played three games, but if you ask me, halfway through this first part of the season, I'm still considering him to be a rookie. When we get to game 10, my opinion probably will have changed. But this first 5 or 6 weeks, you're talking about him being 9 games into his NFL career? Like, I'm still looking at that from that standpoint, and there is a learning curve that goes on, especially when you talk about the leadership aspect. And by the way, he could be balling out, making crazy plays. That has nothing to do with this part of leading the team.
I just think he's been a leader going back to his days in Indiana and at Washington. He will be one here. But as I said, it's just a little strange when you inherit the role midseason that late because of the injury, with everybody in the team hoping, fingers crossed, that Kirk Cousins is going to pull out of the swan dive, which he never was able to get out of. So I think – and I would like to believe – in the culture that Coach Ra has instilled. Yes, I know there are some slogans which wear you out, like Dan Quinn, but I think Coach Ra could go to him and say, hey, need a little bit more out of you today.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's, that's not a conversation we're going to be privy to, but I think that's something that Mike will understand. He'll act on it if it's needed.
Yeah. We only bring this up because, again, it's something that has been talked about up at the complex, and certainly a nice piece by Josh to write about this, but I'm not worried. I'm just not. Like, this is the furthest thing from me being concerned about whether Penix is going to be the kind of quarterback that we think he is. I'm not worried about this.
Speaking of which, Mike Vick was at practice today, just posted on Twitter, forever a Falcon. And Atlanta Falcons saying thanks for stopping by, Mike. And, you know, the thing with Mike Vick, I love the guy, and he wore me out when, obviously, we found out the work habits weren't there, and then Mike basically admitted that he needed to be better. It's like, man, if you could imagine if we got the time machine and you could have the head on the shoulders of Mike Vick that he got working with Andy Reid in Philly and the maturity after he was in the Hooskow. And then it's like the potential is limitless, you know, for that Mike Vick. The accuracy, everything that improved later in his career by that point, unfortunately, it was too late in the game. So, again, I know it's one of those whatevers, never going to matter now, but kind of cool to see because I know when I see Mike Vick, I get so nostalgic for the good years.
Yeah, and look, for him to own the fact that he is a Falcon forever, he knows how he moved this city and how the city connected with him. It didn't happen that way. He had a great second half of his career in Philly. He just did. But it wasn't like this, and he knows that. So for him to say, like, hey, always a Falcon, he knows what time it is.
Right.
And Mike has always admitted that. Mike, for me, you know how I look at this, man. It's like your boy who got in trouble and you just hope that he changed his life. And that he didn't continue down that wrong path. And
right.
For me, when I look at Mike Vick, I look at all the success he's had since that incident and since, you know, serving prison time and all that. Man, he's had an amazing life since that point. And I have nothing but great things to say about him. Like, yeah, we all make mistakes. That was a terrible time. It sucked for the city and the league or for our team. But that's how I look at Mike now. When I look at him, I don't even think – me personally, and I know maybe I'm not – there's some people who that's all I ever think about. I don't even think about that. I think about the second half of his career in the NFL. He got a second chance. He made a lot more money. And now he's doing all this TV stuff. He's coaching college.
Yeah,
I mean, it's great.
Again, and as I said, I would never, for a million, didn't try to do it then. Some people did. I never walked a mile in Mike Vick's shoes. We all know in hindsight. Now he was predisposed to some really messed up stuff based on a tough childhood, tough neighbor, and everything else he went through. Not an excuse, but he came out the other end of it. And as you said, he's gone on to do some great things. I do love the fact, though, that he's here because there are some lessons he can impart. Two, you know what he could say? You're going to be the first guy here and the last guy to leave. Because I was the last guy here and the first guy to leave. And I learned that. And he's talked about that. Remember that interview we did on CBS with James Brown back in the day?
Yeah.
So there's lessons good and bad from Mike.
We are glad he's a part of this organization still. And that's the fact they're embracing him, by the way.
Right. As well, you should, man.
Hey, man, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man. Very excited about Metallica. Steak asked me this morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going to rehash some of that.
What did
he
ask you?
Did you like the concert? Yes. And no. It's basically, if you heard the show yesterday from Echo Park Automotive, and thanks to the guys up there, great times, cool with the NASCAR drivers, you and I were discussing going to your concert, going to see your favorite band, and then certain things happen which make you want to just go grab a beer. That's on the way. Also coming up, Adam Silver, he basically confirms it's us versus the world. We'll explain coming up in Guy Talk next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.